Where does all the money come from? I mean, we ask ourselves that. You see all of these encampments on college campuses. Where does all the money come from? And that's just an example. You see these leftist district attorneys get elected. Where does all the money come from? You see abortion on the ballot, and the money shows up in truckloads. And again, I ask, where does all the money come from? Scott Walter, author of Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires, Secretly Transforming America. He's also the president of Capital Research Center. Scott, good to have you here.
Great to be with you, Steve.
You know, I've seen this and watched it for a long time, and I don't think it's a secret transformation of America. I think it's pretty much out in the open. Alex Soros now taking over for the old man and continuing to fuel the far-left ideals of destruction, of communism, of Marxism, of authoritarianism and tyranny, frankly, Scott. How much money is there? I mean, when you have a leftist cause, it seems the money is endless. And those on the conservative side have to dig and dig and dig and dig. Why? Where are the billionaires on the right? I know they exist.
Well, I think there's a few reasons for that. First of all, some of those billionaires are just scared because they know the left's mobs will come after them. And they can get canceled. They can have their businesses attacked. So I'd say that's one thing. I'd say another thing is, you know, if you're on the conservative side, you have a business, you have a family, you have a life, right? You're not obsessed with politics. I think that's another reason. And the third reason I would give is that the left has a spectacular infrastructure, right? They have all these groups all going out and chasing money. And there's just a lot more groups and efforts going into this on the left. So that's another reason for them to raise more money.
Yeah, I mean, for example, when you see something like abortion on the ballot, I saw this firsthand in Michigan. I saw right down the street in Ohio. They show up with truckloads of money, and they put out commercials on social media, on television, on the radio. You get bombarded everywhere. In fact, the television networks that I'm on run left-wing commercials in the breaks. Why? Because they're getting paid big money, the distributors are. The conservatives, on the other hand, those that are pro-life, they get outspent 10 to 1, 15 to 1, sometimes more. It really is remarkable.
It is. And another thing that the left is extremely good at is reaching young people on their phones with a chip in $5 for this and whatnot, which sounds piddling, except if you set yourself up in a great way with that, well, you know, thousands of $5 chip-ins add up.
Well, they certainly do, and they get $5 here, $10 here. But then, you know, look at what's happening with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not getting $5 and $10 donations this time around. Donald Trump is. But Joe Biden's getting truckloads of money and political action in the PAC money. He's getting it in special interest PAC money all over the place. It's just shocking to me, and it doesn't. And you say, well, the conservatives that have big money are afraid. Afraid of what? At that point, money is a weapon to those people, and they should be able to fight back, but they don't. And it makes me think that they believe more in staying out of the fray and protecting their money, and that greed is more important than the country. Where am I wrong?
Well, you know, sadly, I think that happens too. There are multiple reasons it's overdetermined. But the short answer is that the conservatives need to get their act together, both those with lots of money and those who should be building bigger and better groups for that money to flow to.
So how do we do that? Easy to say, but how do we do that, Scott?
Well, one way, of course, is to reverse engineer what the left has done. And that's one reason that at Capital Research Center, we study the left. Because it's important to be able to see some of the tricks they've come up with and see how they're successful.
All right. And what are some of those tricks that we've discovered?
Well, one trick would be the simple thing that, you know, conservatives tend to like facts and figures and logic. And that is simply not as successful waging these public campaigns as good stories, right? You have to tell a story based on the reality that your facts and logic has uncovered. The left always has great stories, even if they're based on total nonsense. But another thing is, look at the way the left has operated. So I wrote this book about Arabella Advisors Network, which has an amazing legal structure, the way it's set up. And I'm proud to say within a year of our first publishing a report on Arabella, which we uncovered and nobody else had noticed or figured out, there was a significant conservative network of nonprofits that said, wow, that's amazing. We're going to reorganize ourselves using that same sort of legal structure.
Yeah. You know, I hear people, when it comes to the abortion debate, say, well, you know, we just need to tell a better story and explain to people. It's going to explain. Look, if you're explaining, you're losing. The fact of the matter is, if you can bombard TikTok or Instagram or whatever with your little cute messages, influencers, and we now know, heck, we've seen this, the left goes out and buys influencers and tells them not to tell anybody. Hey, this is between us. We'll fund you, but don't say anything. Well, why can't the people on the right do that? Why aren't they doing that?
Well, they could, and it is baffling. I mean, it's often with conservatives, especially if they're in office, you do wonder how can they not figure some of these things out and do some of these things. Although keep in mind, though, even with all those influencers for young people, you know, something comes along like the Hamas craziness, and, you know, a lot of those students that they've been registering to vote are not going to vote for Genocide Joe.
Well, no, but they're not going to vote for people on the other side either. I mean, it really is about money. It really is about raising money. I find it hard to believe that people on the right can't. I mean, I've seen Donald Trump's been able to raise a significant amount of money in the last few months. And it just seems to me that that the efforts on the right are woefully inadequate. I'll give you the last word, Scott.
I think you're right.
Yeah, greatly appreciated. Scott Walter, author of Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Transforming America. Sir, thank you.
Great to be with you.
Great to have you here. All right. I've never understood that. I don't think I was satisfied with the answer there, but I've never understood why the billionaires on the right can't compete with the billionaires on the left. $1 billion is the same no matter who has it, isn't it? The same thing, isn't it? I think so. It's a crazy idea, but I believe it is the same, that is. And, well, it's just, it's frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating not to have some more traction because you know that you have a better story to tell, but nobody wants to pay for it or help you fund it. Look, I'm not a billionaire, probably for the best. And it just seems, it's just terribly frustrating, and I'm not satisfied yet with that. Still to come on today's program, Daniel Cochran's going to be here. TikTok's new election integrity plan. A Trojan horse for censorship. So you see, you finally get something under control, and you say, hey, you can't do that. And then you find out, well, it's a scam. It's a scam. Yeah, there's just a way to try to silence you coming around from a different direction. Yeah, remarkable. I'm going to take a break and be back. Remember to follow up at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. wealthy.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.